You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is French for Rabbits with the beautiful track Bearing Hedge. That's from the new EP, In the End, I Won't Be Coming Home. We have got Brooke on the line. Morena, Brooke, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm very well, thank you.
Congratulations on your EP. It's absolutely stunning. You must be feeling very relieved, pleased to have it out there.
Oh, yeah. It feels great to have it out. It was one of those things where we made it in July and August, and I just wanted to get it out as soon as possible without having to think too much about it. I really love these songs, and they're quite sort of weird and drifty and kind of unfurling songs. So we just popped them all in one little EP.
That's a lovely way of describing them as sort of unfurling. I feel like it sounds like the ideas came together very fast. The recording was quite a quick process. Did you have something perhaps that you felt like you were trying to say at that time, or was it just kind of one of those experiences where the stars align a little bit?
Yeah, I never really go into something with an exact plan of like the themes or anything, but I did know I wanted to do something with a string quartet. So and I guess I'd been like playing these kind of romantic-y kind of weird piano pieces that weren't that poppy, and then they just grew, it sort of just grew into this. So especially the title track in the end, which is kind of long and has lots of different sections. And then Bearing Head is actually the older song on the EP, and we sort of resurrected it because it just felt like it fitted the mood. Yeah.
That's a lovely experience to sort of find a track that you had maybe shelved for whatever reason and be able to find the right context to give it some life.
Yeah, I think it was one where we never kind of figured out how to nail it in a live setting, and then once we added the string parts, it just suddenly made sense. So, it's been really cool just to kind of rediscover it. I think I wrote that in 2019 or 2018, so a few years ago now. Yeah.
And this is the Black Quartet that you're talking about, the string quartet. They're so, you know, wonderful to hear, and they have such a singular, perspective on contemporary stringed music at the moment. What was it like working with them?
Oh, they're just absolute pros. Like, they just came into the studio. They basically, you know, they play it through one time, figure out a few little bits, and then they just nail it. So I was super, super impressed. My sight reading is like quite poor, so to see them, and some of these parts are quite complicated, like the key for Bearing Head in particular, I think it's either F sharp or G sharp, so it has lots of sharps and flats, which is difficult for strings, and they were really good.
Yeah, absolutely. It has this wonderful quality of the sort of southern coast of this island, which I know is something that is kind of a constant interest for you, Brooke. It's where you're based, down in Wellie, and there is something very specific about that geography and that sort of weather that finds its way in your music. When you are writing, are you thinking about those things at the top of your head, or are they subconscious perhaps in the way they come out?
Yeah, definitely not something I consciously do. Sometimes I'm like, why do I write music like this? Like, it's quite dark, and I'm not a dark person. But my music really is, especially on this EP. I was like, well, these themes. I'm like, what's going on inside of me that I am not fully aware of? But I grew up in Waikuku, which is down south, and I can see the ocean from our house. Where we are now, I don't know, I just sort of, it's just in there, it's just how we, it's just who we are, I think, how we sound. So
it's really distinctive, and I think on this EP the looseness of it really sort of serves the songs very well. There is breathing room that lets your sort of lyrics shine out, and it really lets the listener, I think, sit with the stories almost a little bit more. Do you think about how those stories will be received? Is that, if that makes sense as a question, do you think about what people are going to take from your music, or are you just doing it in the, you know, processing it for yourself and releasing it kind of way?
I think some, like on our last record, The Overflow, like it was definitely had a more like pop element, where I was thinking about how people would interpret it. With this one, it was way more just for myself, and I was like, this is just for the true fans. and now that it's out, I'm like, oh yeah, that was quite dark. Like, I hope people don't read too much into how dark it is. So I definitely didn't think about it, and I have minor amounts of like panic.
Anxiety about how it's received almost, or?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I when we made it, I wanted it to feel quite live, like you know, the band recorded in the studio, the strings were live, and obviously we did some comping and stuff, but I was really like conscious of, I wanted it, every part we could actually literally play as a nine piece in a room, like with the four string players and the five band members, every element would be live. There's no like double tracking of the vocals or anything. So yeah.
That's quite a challenge to set yourself, because I mean, you're such a good crafts person, Brooke, that I can imagine actually releasing a little bit of it to the moment is a sort of a thing to think about in a new way. Did you enjoy that process of working?
Yeah, I was trying to escape from the perfectionist of myself. I was sort of, and also I just watched the Beatles documentary that Peter Jackson made, and I just was super inspired by the process that I guess people were working in back then. Like,
yeah,
you know, like it was just so much more organic, and I love the, I love when that stuff actually sounds live, because so much is processed these days, and that's cool as well. But I think when I start thinking about like AI and stuff like that, I was like, well, what can we do better as people? And I think it's, yeah, being a bit more, you know, all the nuance and like mistakes or the weird things your voice does, or,
yeah,
you know, the crackle, all of that stuff is kind of, even though it still sounds refined because that's just who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wish we were a bit more grungy around the edges, but I just don't think that's who we are.
No, and it would be a completely different thing if it was. But this is a really beautiful EP. I recommend people have a you know, sit down and listen to this one. We are going to listen to the title track, In the End I Won't Be Coming Home, which is dark, you know, it has got those quite dark themes and ideas. What were you thinking about, or sort of I guess exploring when you were writing this one, Brooke?
Yeah, I definitely it's a metaphorical home, so it's not like, you know, it's not as dark as you might perceive.
Yeah.
This
you're not
one.
Disappearing off into the distance. No.
Yeah, it was more like, I think, thinking about what you perceive home to be, and then maybe that concept changes for you, and so it's like there's this line, it's not what I want, but it's what I won. And I think, you know, that's an interesting thing to think about, winning something, but maybe not what you expected. And maybe that's a good thing, or maybe it's not. I don't know. The song, I think that's up to people to interpret. But I really like this song. I think I was really excited by it.
I think it's beautiful too. Brooke, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Congrats on the new French for Rabbits EP. We will see you very soon.
Thank you so much.
What I want, but it's what I want. it's not what I wanted, that is what I want.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.